We're talking with
Muhammad Oda, and I am the CNO of MuzBnB,
a Muslim-focused home-sharing company, much like Airbnb. In the current political climate, Muhammad Oda says he wanted to offer a solution for Muslims who need a place to stay when traveling.
So it's a way to empower the global Muslim community in particular, economically, as well as to create this culture of travel within a community that shares similar values. What you're seeing is that there's a lot of marginalized groups that, because certain specific needs of their community was not being met, they felt the need to create a platform that addressed specifically their needs in a way that Airbnb, for example, just wouldn't be able to. So, for example, you have B&B for the Black community also. You have a B&B that was started for the gay community as well.
What are the specific needs of the Muslim community?
The Muslim community has a lot of needs that are really particular to the Muslim community. For example, there's a certain, we call it halal food, which is food that is prepared according to Islamic dietary laws. We pray, you know, 5 times a day. So we need, you know, prayer rugs to pray on. We need, or masjids that are in close proximity to the homes that we are staying, where we can go and pray. Sometimes there's gender-specific needs. People might prefer to be with people of the same sex specifically. And also alcohol-free homes that don't cook with pork. And also different types of literature that Muslims, you know, it's pretty common for Muslim households to have libraries of some sort.
What kind of response have you gotten?
We have gotten a lot of responses, positive. So far, I haven't heard anything negative. And it's interesting because despite the fact that we're specifically focusing on a Muslim community, we have gotten a lot of support from the Christian and Jewish community, as well as non-theist communities. There are people in the interfaith community who are supportive of MuzBnB, as well as saying that they'll open their homes. You know, this is interesting, you know, that in this time, you know, I feel how supportive the community as a whole is of Muslims.
What cities are you planning on opening it up in, and when?
We have roughly about 2,500 people who have responded to our sign up in terms of giving their information regarding whether or not they want to apply as a host or as a traveler. And the people that we've had so far comes from all over the world, from Saudi Arabia, from China, from Japan, from England, domestically, all over the United States, all the major cities.
MuzBnB will be fully operational in June. We've been talking with Muhammad Oda of MuzBnB. There's a link on the Maryland News Network Facebook page. I'm Judlyn Lilly.